This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. There are some interesting things to notice about teaching and learning in Mark 9, 28 through 32. If you want to be a good teacher, remember the following: the importance of questions, the importance of the learning environment, and the importance of repetition. If you want to be a good learner, the same three things are true. When the disciples ask a question in verse 28, they got a direct answer in verse 29. But when they were afraid to ask a question in verse 32, they continued in their ignorance. There is no such thing as a poor question. The only poor question is the one never asked. Jesus often taught using questions. Whenever he was asked an honest question, he gave a clear answer. Diversity of environment is helpful in learning. Jesus often taught in the arena of the crowd, allowing all the confusion and tension of diverse opinions and feelings. But he also planned tranquil settings so that he could clarify without distraction. Verse 30 says, Jesus did not want anyone to know where they were because he was teaching his disciples. You can't learn everything well in the normal flow of life in the arena. Nor can you in the controlled environment of the classroom. You need a mix. Finally, you see Jesus' patience and persistence in repeating over and over again the foundational things he wanted his disciples to know. The key to memorization or remembering is repetition, repetition, repetition. The importance of questions, the learning environment, and repetition can't be overemphasized if you want to be a good teacher or learner. If you'd like to review these studies, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.